Americans for Tax Fairness and the Institute for Policy Studies have recently come out with a new report that found that major U.S. corporations paid less in federal income taxes from 2018 to 2022 than they paid their top executives. David Cass is the executive director of Americans for Tax Fairness. He spoke with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg about the findings of the report.
So something's not fair with the way these corporate executives get paid as compared to how these companies pay their taxes. How does that happen? I mean, I guess that's sort of standard procedure now. I mean, the companies will say, well, we have to pay these people so much money because otherwise we can't attract the talent. And the other companies will get these valuable people and we will be deprived of them. Is that kind of the argument they use?
Right. And, you know, as I think President Biden said, nobody's against corporate executives getting paid, you know, at some wage. The question is just how vast a difference there should be between them and everybody else. And so we released this report where we found that there are 35 major U.S. corporations in the country, you know, names that you know, Ford, Netflix, Tesla, and they paid their top five corporate executives more than they paid in federal taxes. Now, that's pretty crazy, right? I mean, and they were all profitable over a five-year span, too. So they were making money, but they weren't paying much in taxes. And so what we found was that over this period, they paid their executives $9.5 billion with a B, but they paid actually a negative tax rate. So they got a refund of $1.8 billion. So they paid their corporate executives $9.5 billion, and they got a refund from the government for $1.8 billion.
So is this unprecedented in the history of U.S. corporate taxation, or is this something new?
So things absolutely have been getting worse. That, you know, the effective corporate tax rate has been going down for a long time. And, you know, we found that it's not just these 35 corporations, though, that we found that there are an additional 29 corporations that were profitable, and they paid their corporate executives more than they paid in taxes in two of the 5 years. And listen to this, in 18 corporations, they were profitable over the five-year period, but they paid $0 in federal income taxes. And so their effective tax rate was 2.8%. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd be happy to pay just a couple percent on my income. You know, why are these big, profitable, wealthy corporations paying so little in taxes?
How do they do it? Is it just tax loopholes? How would you explain that?
One of the things that happened was in 2017, the Trump tax cut was passed, and it dramatically lowered the tax rate in corporations. It was 35%, and they dropped it to 21%. So a 40% drop, right? So that's a big piece of it. And then there are all these loopholes. And you know, that's why we're saying that corporations should pay their fair share of taxes. Because it affects everybody, right? When there's not enough, when corporations aren't paying their taxes, there's not enough money to fund defense, to fund education, to fund housing. It has a direct impact on every American. So, you know, and so I think President Biden in his budget called for raising taxes on corporations. It was an important call. And so, you know, we're supporting these changes.
There was a time back in the 50s during the Eisenhower administration where the, I guess you would call it the personal tax rate for super rich people was 91%. What was the corporate tax rate at that time? Do you happen to know?
You know, I'd have to double check exactly for that year. But yes, it was much higher than it is now. And it has kept going down. And so let me just give you an example of how things are now. So let's take Tesla, for example. So over the last 5 years, their executives were paid $2.5 billion. They made $4.4 billion in profit. That's what their income tax was, minus $1 million. So they paid less than zero. You know, they're the eighth most valuable corporation in the world, as at least the end of last year. They're worth $800 billion. It's run by one of the wealthiest people in the world, Elon Musk. And despite all that wealth, they've never paid a nickel in federal income taxes. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
I remember during the Greek economic crisis of a few years ago, one of the comments or one of the criticisms about what was going on there was that rich people didn't pay their taxes.
Right.
is it as bad here as it was there? Or I don't know, has anyone done a comparative study of how the U.S. ranks in terms of corporate tax cheating or whatever you want to call it?
Well, it is certainly true that over the last decade, the IRS has been, their budget has been cut dramatically by Republicans. And the impact has been that, you know, if you don't have, the corporations have pretty complicated tax returns. You need people at the IRS who really know what's going on so can dig into it. And the IRS hasn't had enough people. Fortunately, in 2022, Democrats passed this big additional money for the IRA, for the IRS. And that's starting to pay off already. So, you know, there's the wait times that for customers to call the IRS has gone down, but also they're able to go after corporate tax cheats. Because, you know, our message is just like, if you owe taxes, you got to pay them. Just like you and me, like we all have to pay it. That's the law. Why should corporations be any different?
Okay, so the IRS has lost people. Does that mean they don't do audits on these corporations?
Right. So the audits have dropped dramatically over the last decade. And so I think that this additional funding that's going to the IRS is really helpful to go after tax cheats, right? Everybody wants people, if you owe money, you should pay it. But if you know that there's nobody who's going to come after you, there's an incentive to cheat. So, you know, we need the funding of the IRS to make sure that corporations and wealthy individuals, you know, the super wealthy pay their taxes.
And in terms of the executive salaries, is there a kind of cultural problem there that somehow the idea is so prevalent that these people need to be paid these exorbitant salaries? I mean, why are they considered so valuable when it's really the people under them that do so much of the work?
Now, corporate CEOs are being paid, you know, 300 times more than the average worker. And it used to be much, much less than that. So absolutely, it is. And you know, as President Biden said in the State of the Union speech, you know, look, we're not against paying it. It's just the government shouldn't subsidize, shouldn't get a tax break for, you know, paying more than $1 million. Like, you want to pay more than that? Your corporation, you can do that. But you shouldn't get a tax break for doing that.
Well, Biden, you know, he was the senator from Delaware. That's a big corporate state where companies go to get better breaks. And he kind of carried water for them for years, right? Why do you think he's kind of shifting here? Or is he? Or is this just too outrageous that even someone like Biden has to say something?
Well, you know, I think the proof is in the pudding. There were very specific proposals in his budget that he released, and which, you know, would raise taxes on the corporate tax rate, say that, you know, if you pay your executives more than $1 million, you don't get a subsidy. So I think there's some really important policies that would rein in some of these loopholes.
And was there, or were there any moves in Congress in recent years to do those kind of things? I mean, before he made this.
Yeah. So I think one of the important steps that Democrats took when they were in control in 2022 was they said that corporations have to pay a minimum tax of 15%. And I think that's really important, right? So that in 2020, there were 55 corporations, big corporations, that paid zero in taxes. If you're a big profitable corporation, why are you paying zero in taxes? So there should be a minimum tax rate. So I think that's a really important step forward. The Democrats were able to pass this 15% for minimum income tax.
Are you optimistic that some new legislation will get passed to deal with this problem?
Well, it's an election year. I don't know how much will get passed in divided government this year. But I think one of the important things is that next year, a lot of these Trump tax cuts expire. That's the way the Republicans set them up to try to make them seem like they don't cost as much. And so there will be a big fight over that. So we're saying, you know, these Trump tax cuts that overwhelmingly benefit the wealthy, they should not be extended and certainly shouldn't be extended for people making more than $400,000 a year. The rich corporations, they don't need more tax cuts. They have enough. You know, we should really be instead raising taxes on the rich in corporations and investing in everyday Americans, you know, in education, healthcare, and all the things that families need to thrive.
So if the tax rate before the Trump cuts was 35% and Trump lowered it to 21% and Biden, what does he want, 28%?
That's right.
Was that sort of him saying, well, let's compromise? Or do you know the logic of that?
I mean, perhaps. We'd like it, obviously, to go as close back up to 35% as possible. Corporations seem to still be pretty profitable with a 35% tax rate. But, you know, we need to take steps to raise it. Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add?
You know, I think that the big thing, and so just to say, we did this report with the Institute for Policy Studies, and we used data from one of our partners from ITEP and the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. And, you know, I think what this shows is that, you know, we need to have more policies so that the corporate America is paying their fair share in taxes. And, you know, we shouldn't have big, wealthy, profitable corporations paying their executives more than they're paying in taxes.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone will propose a law banning or putting a limit on how much executives can be paid, you know, not 300 times as much, maybe just 10 times as much. I guess that would be too, in the corporate world, that would be considered outrageous.
You know, it is certainly something that we need to make sure that corporations are paying their fair share. There's certainly a lot of ways to do that.
That's David Kass of Americans for Tax Fairness, speaking with KHVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on April 5th, 2024.